The Chattanooga Symphony and Opera had to pause when the coronavirus hit back in March. Recently, the CSO announced plans to resume playing, though not as originally scheduled. Samantha Teeter is the CSO's executive director. Samantha, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about how the Symphony and Opera is moving forward at this time.
Sure. So I think the last time we talked, obviously, we had shut down at the end of our 2019-20 season in mid-March. And typically the summer is when our musicians are on break anyway. So we actually started having conversations in April with our union to begin talking about what could possibly happen in our 2021 season. And I think early on, all of us knew, you know, we needed to do something. We needed to continue to serve our community. You know, it was important to us to continue to employ our musicians, as so many of them are struggling with just being furloughed and laid off and so many of their other non-symphony gigs being canceled. So we had some really great talks, and just a few weeks ago, we were able to come to a plan. So what we're looking at is employing our contract musicians for 66% of their normal guaranteed services. So that could be, let's just say, you know, one of our contract levels gets 90 services every season. Now they're going to get 60. Not a perfect world scenario, but still able to keep those musicians employed for part of the season. We are looking at doing smaller chamber works, so no more than 20 musicians on stage at a time, no full orchestra concerts, unfortunately, keeping our musicians socially distanced from each other, keeping them socially distanced from the audience, and as well as having smaller audience capacities, and again, making sure those people are socially distanced, wearing a mask. So we're looking at starting right after Labor Day. We'll have more information coming out probably within the next week as far as what those concerts will look like. So we're excited to have a plan and just hope we can continue with it as long as things don't get worse in the pandemic.
And as far as the financial support that you would need to proceed in this way, where's that coming from?
We really hope that our donors are continue to step up and support us. Our budget for this fiscal year is actually 50% of what it normally is. Most of that is from loss of earned revenue. Several of our subscribers who have already subscribed to a regular season know that it won't be normal. Some have requested refunds, which of course is absolutely something that we will do. But what we're looking to do is offer subscribers the chance to come to these live performances for no additional cost. Their subscription will cover it. We're also going to be live streaming and recording several of the concerts that they will have free access to. But by having now content on our website, we'll also be able to offer that to anyone who wants to, say, pay $10 or $15, you know, to watch a CSO concert. So with that loss of earned revenue, our contributed revenue is important more than ever. So our donors, we really are going to ask to continue to support us. We are still, you know, a funded partner of Arts Build, the Tennessee Arts Commission. We still have some corporate sponsors who are very supportive of us and are continuing to help provide us with revenue as well.
How does what you are doing compare with similar organizations here in the Southeast or elsewhere in the country?
You know, we heard the news probably, you know, starting in early July, late June, that several orchestras were just shutting down. Nashville Symphony announced that they were shutting down for their 2021 season. Some other orchestras that I've worked with or that I hear about are doing the same thing. But then you do hear about orchestras like the Richmond Symphony, Colorado Symphony, those who are trying to move forward with similar kind of capacities that we're looking at as far as smaller orchestras, smaller concerts. So it really runs the gamut. I mean, those that are just completely shutting down and furloughing everybody to those like us who are really trying to make something work.
And in trying to make something work, how's your morale? How's the morale of your colleagues? How's the morale of these musicians that are being brought back into the fold, albeit on a reduced basis?
One of the things about Chattanooga Symphony and Opera, you know, this is the third orchestra I've worked with. I will say the relationship between management and board with the musicians has always been a pretty positive one. Me as executive director, it's important to me to to be transparent and to work with musicians and just making sure that we're all in this together. So I feel like the talks went very well. I feel like we worked together to really come up with this plan. It wasn't just CSO management telling musicians what they were going to do. It was a joint conversation. And so, you know, I believe many of the musicians are thankful that they have a job to return to, albeit not at the same level as they typically would. Our staff, you know, most of them continue to work from home. We will be open to the public starting next week for shortened hours, but our staff has you know, it's been a challenge. But I think, again, having a plan has been, I think, the best thing to really kind of increase the morale. You know, the unknown is what's just been so challenging for so many of us for the past several months. So I feel like now that we all have a plan and it's something we can move forward with, I feel like we're all ready to go.
And where can people go online for more information? Keep up to date.
Yeah, hopefully once we get these concerts scheduled, we will have those on our website at chattanoogasymphony.org. Some of them we are anticipating will be free to the public. Like I said, several of them will be live streamed or recorded on our website that people will be able to access. So hopefully by next week, we should have more information available.
All right, Samantha, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.